In a few minutes, who pays if an immigrant or refugee is not allowed to fly? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Some of the countries specifically targeted for visa restrictions by the Trump administration's new border rules are formulating reactions, if not retaliation. And there's some market reaction this morning. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
European and Asian markets seem unsettled by the news, reversing some of the gains made by the U.S. dollar in the first week of President Trump's administration. Some of the targeted countries, including Iran and Iraq, are planning to ban U.S. visitors in response. Stephen Yale Layer teaches immigration law at Cornell Law School.
While Iran and Iraq are not major trading partners with the United States, Iran is starting to open up, and there is also business opportunity in Iraq.
Immigration advocates are also worried about the impact here in the U.S. Sarah Miller teaches at Columbia University and wrote a book on Syrian refugees. She says there's a whole network of people who support refugee resettlement.
Usually there would be a case manager and then perhaps a team of other staff that would help support the resettlement. And there will certainly be layoffs as the flow stops or becomes very small.
The administration says relatively few people are affected by the policies and the changes are necessary to improve the vetting process for immigrants. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
A federal judge ruled over the weekend that the border restrictions should not apply to holders of green cards, but some green card holders face extra questions at the border. Sama Desai is a journalist based in Washington. Originally from Iraq, she holds that card, which makes her a legal resident of the U.S. with permission to live and work here permanently. She was set to fly to London late last week, but she had to cancel when the president signed the new rules.
So on Saturday morning, I realized that I can't even go to London because if I would go, then I will not be able to come back. And obviously the executive order wasn't really clear whether or not those holding green cards or, you know, legal residents here in the U.S. can return back. So we looked into this, me and my friends, and it turned out that actually green card holders who are lawful residents here in the United States cannot come back if they leave the country, if they are from those seven countries. So I was like, okay, I got to cancel my trip now, I guess.
And did you go to the airport or just never went?
When I realized that I can't go to London on Thursday, I contacted Virgin Atlantic to tell them about my situation. And I told them I've been affected by the ban. And now my ticket, my flight that is non-refundable, I can't really use it. And so I told them if there is any way they could help me. Now, they fought it back for a while, for about a couple of hours. I was exchanging tweets online. Eventually, people picked up the tweet. And they started attacking Virgin Atlantic, telling them that the least they could do is stand with people who are affected. 24 hours from that, they called me. They actually messaged me on Twitter and they said they have enforced a new policy for those affected by the ban and they will refund those who have non-refundable tickets or rebook them to any date they would like.
And you've been calling around to other airlines to see what their policies might be?
I went yesterday to Dulles International Airport here in D.C., and I spoke to all of the airlines that were on the counter over there. Some of them are helping. Some of them, they're waiting on instructions. And some said they have a new policy updated onto their website. They are refunding and rebooking those affected by the ban.
But you also see this as a business issue. What? For the airlines?
Absolutely, David, because, you know, these airlines, that they're currently, you know, they're refunding a lot of people, they're rebooking, a lot of tickets. Therefore, they're losing money out of this. And therefore, the airlines should stand against this ban because it's affecting their business.
Sama Desai is a Washington-based journalist with permanent residency and work status in the United States. Ms. Desai, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Checking markets this morning, we had the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 100 points in early trading, dropping below 20,000. Houston will be in the spotlight Sunday with the Super Bowl. Houston economy has improved a lot since the last time the game came round in 2004. That is in spite of falling oil prices, which underpin the economy there. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
At the end of 2004, Houston's unemployment rate was 6.2%. The city was still trying to diversify away from the energy industry after the oil price collapses of the 1980s. Fast forward to today.
In the last 13 years, Houston has been on fire growth-wise.
That's Rick Campo, the chair of Houston's Super Bowl host committee. At the end of last year, Houston's unemployment rate was down to 4.9%. Then the city took another hit when oil prices tanked in 2014. Still, Campo says,
it's had an impact, but nothing compared to what people thought the impact would be.
That's because Houston did diversify into healthcare and shipping and the petrochemical industry, which turns oil and gas into the ingredients for plastic. Keith Phillips is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas.
There's been thousands of construction jobs being created to build all these new petrochemical plants.
Since the petrochemical industry uses oil as a raw material, it does well when oil prices fall. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And there's news this morning that banking giant Citigroup is getting out of the mortgage servicing business. That's the part that collects the payments on home loans. The bank plans to sell nearly $100 billion worth of mortgage servicing rights in part to an outfit called New Residential Mortgage. Citigroup says it wants to simplify its operations and focus on making new loans. The bank hopes to be completely out of mortgage servicing by the end of next year. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.